7. Vehicle equipment. 1. Equipment standards. 2. Other equipment standards. 3. Equipment not permitted. 4. Additional equipment required on certain vehicles. 5. Limitations on towing. 6. Limitations on loading. Securing the load. 7. Nighttime. 8. Daytime. 9. Anti-lock braking system ABS. 10. Emissions, please do not tamper. 11. Bicycles. 12. Mopeds. 13. Vehicle licensing. 14. Proving ownership and insurance coverage. 15. Applying for title, license plates and registration. 16. Renewal. These items will be checked before you take the driving test for your license. If your tires, brake light, directional signals, brakes, steering, horn or mirror are not in good condition, you will not be allowed to take the driving test. You may be stopped at any time by a law enforcement officer for a vehicle inspection. 7.1. Equipment standards. The equipment on your car must meet certain standards. These are listed below. 7.1.1, Brakes. Your car must have two braking systems. Each must be able to stop the car alone. The parking or emergency brake should be strong enough to hold the car on any hill. Your brakes must be able to stop your car within the distance shown on the chart. 7.1.2, Braking Distance. You must be able to stop your car within the distance shown by the black cars when you use the foot brake. For safest driving, keep your brakes in such good condition that you can stop within distance shown by the white cars. It is important to note that the graph illustrates the braking distance after you have applied your brakes. Note: reaction times in laboratories are 3/4 of a second. In the driving environment, your reaction time would be closer to 1.5 seconds and the distance you would travel at 50 mph would be 110 feet. To this must be added a reaction distance, which is the distance you travel from seeing the danger to putting your foot on the brake pedal. Since 3/4 of a second is the average reaction time, a motorist will travel 11 feet for each 10 mph of speed before hitting the brake. At 50 mph this distance would be 55 feet. 7.1.3, Steering Lock Operation. Vehicles have various systems used to remove the keys from the ignition. Remember, some ignitions will automatically lock the steering wheel if the key is removed while moving. Here are some common steering wheel lock systems and a description of how to remove the key. The transmission park system arc. Shift the transmission into the park position. Turn key to lock and remove. The two-hand button system arc. The system requires two hands. To press button below the steering column. Turn key to lock and remove. The lever system arc. To press lever located near the ignition. Turn key to lock and remove. The one-hand button system arc. To press button located near the ignition. Turn key to lock and remove. The push-in system arc. Turn key to off, push and turn key to lock and remove. The turn and remove system arc. Turn key to lock and remove. 1992 Automobile Safety Foundation. 7.1.4, Lights. Your car must have the following lights: bright high beam headlights which show objects 450 feet ahead, dimmed low beam headlights which show objects 150 feet ahead, two red taillights mounted on the rear, visible from 1,000 feet, a white light that makes the license plate visible from 50 feet. The plate must be kept clean. Two red stoplights. They must be seen from 300 feet in the daytime, and must come on when the foot brake is pressed. All vehicles, including animal-drawn vehicles, must have at least one white light visible from a distance of not less than 1,000 feet to the front. They must also have two red lights visible from a distance of not less than 1,000 feet to the rear, or one red light visible to the rear for a distance of 1,000 feet and two red reflectors visible from all distances from 600 feet to 1,000 feet. 7.2. Other equipment standards. Horn. Your vehicle must have a horn which can be heard from a distance of 200 feet. Windshield wiper. Your vehicle must have a windshield wiper in good working order for cleaning rain, snow or other moisture from the windshield. Windshields must be safety glass and may not be covered or treated with any material which has the effect of making the windshield reflective or in any way non-transparent. It must be free of any stickers not required by law. Side windows may not be composed of, covered by, or treated with any material which has a highly reflective or mirrored appearance and reflects more than 35% of the light. Directional signals. You must have electrical turn signals if your vehicle measures more than 24 inches from the center of the top of the steering post to the left outside limit of the body, or when the distance from the steering post to the rear of the body or load is greater than 14 feet. Tires. Your tire should have visible tread of at least 2/32 of an inch across the base with no worn spots showing the ply. Smooth tires on wet roads contribute to thousands of serious crashes. Mirrors. Your car must have at least one rearview mirror which gives a view of the highway at least 200 feet to the rear. Keeping your car in good condition. No matter how well you drive, you are not safe unless your vehicle is in good condition. If it is not, you could have a serious crash. Brakes. Check to see that the pedal stays well above the floor when you step on it. If the car pulls to one side when you use the brakes or you hear any scraping or squealing noises, your brakes may need to be repaired. Lights. Replace burned-out bulbs and clean lenses often. Dirty headlights can cut your night vision by one half. Burned-out signal lights or brake lights mean you can't tell other drivers what you are doing. Keep your lights adjusted so that you don't blind oncoming drivers. Windows and windshields, keep the glass clean, inside and out, to reduce glare. Rear windows, when the rear window is composed of, covered by, or treated with any material which makes the rear window non-transparent, the vehicle must be equipped with side mirrors on both sides. Bumper height requirements. Owners of automobiles and pickup trucks are required to have both front and rear bumpers mounted within certain height levels. Height limitations are governed by the net shipping weight of the vehicle, not the modified or altered weight. The maximum allowable heights between the pavement and bottom of the front and rear bumper, provided by Section 316.251, Florida statutes, are: cars with a net weight of less than 2,500 pounds, 22 inches front and rear. Cars 2,500 pounds or more but less than 3,500 pounds, 24 inches front, 26 inches rear. Cars 3,500 pounds or more, 27 inches front, 29 inches rear. Trucks under 2,000 pounds 24 inches front, 26 inches rear. Trucks 2,000 pounds or more but less than 3,000 pounds, 27 inches front, 29 inches rear. Trucks 3,000 pounds or more but not more than 5,000 pounds, 28 inches front, 30 inches rear. 7.3. Equipment not permitted. You may not have on or in your vehicle, red or blue emergency lights. These are for emergency and law enforcement vehicles only. A siren, bell or whistle. A very loud muffler or one that lets out smoke. Signs, posters or stickers on the windshield or windows except those required by law. A television which the driver can see. More than two spotlights, cowl or fender lights, fog lights in front, or other extra lights in front. Headsets worn by driver while operating a vehicle. 7.4. Additional equipment required on certain vehicles. Trailers must have the following equipment: every trailer or semi-trailer weighing more than 3,000 pounds, on the front, two clearance lamps, one at each side. On each side, two side marker lamps, one at or near the front and one at or near the rear. On the rear, two clearance lamps, one at each side, and two reflectors, one at or near the front and one at or near the rear. There must also be two stoplights on the rear of these vehicles. One stoplight is permitted on vehicles built before January 1, 1972. Every pole trailer weighing more than 3,000 pounds, on each side, one side marker lamp and one clearance lamp which may be in combination, to show to the front, side and rear, on the rear of the pole trailer or load, two reflectors, one at each side. Every trailer, semi-trailer or pole trailer weighing 3,000 pounds or less, on the rear, two reflectors, one on each side. Every trailer must have a stoplight if the trailer covers the stoplights on the towing vehicle. Every trailer or semi-trailer weighing 3,000 pounds or more must have brakes which can be operated by the driver in the towing motor vehicle. The brakes must be designed and connected so that they will automatically stop the trailer if it breaks away from the towing vehicle. 7.5. Limitations on towing. The following rules apply to the drawbar or towing connection. It must be strong enough to pull all towed weight. It must not be more than 15 feet long unless you are towing poles, pipes, machinery, or other objects that cannot be easily taken apart. If a chain, rope, or cable is used as the towing connection, you must have a white flag at least 12 inches square attached to it. 7.6. Limitations on loading. Securing the load. You may not drive or move any loaded vehicle on the highway if the load is not secure. The load must not be able to drop, shift, leak, or otherwise escape. You must use a close-fitting cover when hauling loads which could fall or blow onto the roadway. Examples: dirt, sand, lime rock, gravel, silica, trash or garbage. Every truck carrying logs or pulpwood must use proper equipment, including lock chains that will securely fasten the load. 7.6.1. Projecting load. When a load extends to the rear 4 feet or more beyond the bed or body of the loaded vehicle, it must be clearly marked. 7.7. Nighttime. At night, or when you cannot see clearly, at least 1,000 feet ahead, the following markers must be used: two red lamps on the back of the load which can be seen from at least 500 feet to the rear. Two red reflectors on the rear which can be seen at night from all distances between 100 and 600 feet when directly in front of low beam headlights. These reflectors should be placed to show the full width of the load. Two red lamps, one on each side of the load, which can be seen. Two red lamps, one on each side of the load, which can be seen from at least 500 feet. These lamps should be placed near the end of the projecting load. 7.8. Daytime. In the daytime, four red flags at least 12 inches square must be placed on the projecting load where red lamps are used at night extreme rear and sides. Note, if the trailer or motor vehicle is transporting logs, long pulpwood, poles or posts that extend more than 4 feet beyond the rear of the load, then you must have one amber strobe type lamp equipped, so that the lamp is visible from the rear and both sides of the projecting load. The lamp must be operational and seen any time of day or night. 7.9. Anti-lock braking system ABS. Anti-lock brakes prevent skidding and allow drivers to steer during an emergency braking situation. ABS can help improve vehicle stability, avoiding spinouts, steering ability directing the car where the driver wants it to go, and stopping capability distance needed to stop the vehicle. Many drivers learn the correct way to stop in an emergency situation where traction is lost and the vehicle slides is by pumping the brakes. While this is correct with conventional brakes, with ABS it is different. Drivers with ABS need to press down hard on the brake pedal, hold it and steer out of danger. In an emergency situation, the ABS automatically pumps the brakes at a faster rate than the driver could. Drivers should be aware that removing steady pressure from the brake pedal or pumping the brakes will disengage or turn off the ABS. One of the most important benefits of ABS is that the driver can steer the vehicle away from hazards while braking. Drivers should not turn the steering wheel hard or jerk the vehicle in one direction. Control of the vehicle can be maintained by steering where the driver wants to go. Drivers need to check that traffic is clear when deciding where to steer, and always remember to steer back into the original lane as soon as the hazard is cleared. Vehicles can be equipped with two different types of ABS, four-wheel on passenger cars and some light trucks. Always remember to brake hard and steer. It is important to keep firm and constant pressure on the brake pedal while stopping. Rear wheel only on some light trucks. It prevents the rear wheels from locking up so that the back end of the vehicle does not skid sideways. The front wheels can still lock up and the driver will lose steering control if this happens. In this situation, the driver should let up on the brake pedal with just enough pressure to allow the front wheel to start rolling again to regain control. When the driver feels that he has regained steering control, the brake pedal should again be firmly engaged. Drivers can determine whether their cars have ABS by looking for a lighted ABS symbol on the dashboard right after starting the engine, checking the owner's manual or asking the dealer. 7.10. Emissions, please do not tamper. It is illegal to tamper with, remove, or cause not to work any pollution control device on your vehicle. Those who do are guilty of a first or second degree misdemeanor depending on the offense. Tampering with emissions control devices damages your vehicle and can cause the following: increased air pollution, lower gas mileage and less vehicle efficiency, more maintenance costs, respiratory breathing difficulties. Do not exhaust Florida's future. 7.11. Bicycles. Persons riding bicycles or mopes on a roadway have the same rights with certain exceptions and duties as motor vehicle drivers and may be ticketed for traffic violations. No one obey these laws, bicyclists must obey all traffic controls and signals. An adult bicyclist may carry a child in a backpack or sling, child seat or trailer designed to carry children. You may not allow a passenger to remain in a child seat or carrier when you are not in immediate control of the bicycle. Bicyclists and passengers under age 16 are required to wear helmets approved by ANSI, SNELL or other standard helmets recognized by Florida. Bicycle helmets are recommended for all ages. Every bicycle must be equipped with a brake or brakes which allow the bicyclist to stop within 25 feet when traveling from a speed of 10 miles per hour on a dry, level, clean pavement. A bicyclist on a sidewalk or crosswalk must yield the right of way to pedestrians and must give an audible signal before passing. Keep at least one hand on the handlebars. On the roadway, check behind you before changing lanes. For use between sunset and sunrise, a bicycle must be equipped with a lamp on the front exhibiting a white light visible from 500 feet to the front and both a red reflector and a lamp on the rear exhibiting a red light visible from 600 feet to the rear. If you are not traveling at the speed of other traffic, stay on the rightmost portion of the roadway except when passing, making a left turn, avoiding hazards or when a lane is too narrow for you and a car to share it safely. When operating a bicycle on a one-way street with two or more traffic lanes, you may ride as close to the left-hand edge of the roadway as practical. Do not ride too abreast when this will impede the flow of traffic. If you intend to make a left turn, you are entitled to full use of the lane from which the turn is made. In addition to the normal vehicular style left turn, you may proceed through the rightmost portion of the intersection and turn as close to the curb or edge as possible at the far side. After complying with any official traffic control device, you may proceed in the new direction of travel. Signal your intent to turn to other vehicle operators by pointing in the direction you are going to turn. Do not wear headphones or any other listening device except a hearing aid while bicycling. Do not ride a bicycle when under the influence of alcohol or drugs. 7.12. Mopeds. Persons riding mopeds have the same rights and duties as drivers of motor vehicles. Moped riders committing traffic violations will receive citations. Know and obey these moped laws. You must be 16 years of age or older to operate a moped on a public road. Operators of mopeds must have the minimum of a Class E license. No motorcycle endorsement is required. Mopeds must be registered annually and a tag purchased. Mopeds may not be operated on bicycle paths or footpaths. Moped operators do not have to carry PIP insurance. Operators 16 years of age or older are not required to wear helmets. 7.13. Vehicle licensing. If you accept employment or engage in a trade, profession or occupation in Florida or if you enroll your children to be educated in a public school in Florida, the vehicle you own must have a Florida registration certificate and license plate. You must obtain the registration certificate and license plate within 20 days after beginning employment or enrollment. You also must have a Florida certificate of title for your vehicle, unless an out-of-state financial institution holds the title and will not release it to Florida. 7.14. Proving ownership and insurance coverage. To get your license plate and registration certificate, you must prove that you own your vehicle and that you have Florida Personal Injury Protection PIP insurance coverage for your vehicle. You must prove ownership by showing your certificate of title. You must prove PIP coverage by showing a Florida insurance identification card or other acceptable proof. The vehicle identification number VIN on any vehicle previously titled or registered in another state must be verified by one of several designated officials before the vehicle can be titled and registered in Florida. VIN verification is not required on any new vehicles, regardless of whether purchased in Florida or out of state, mobile homes, trailer type recreational vehicles, travel trailers, camp trailers, truck campers, and fifth-wheel recreational trailers or trailers and semi-trailers with a weight of less than 2,000 pounds. 7.15. Applying for title, license plates and registration. Apply for title, license plates and registration at any tax collector's office in Florida. The cost of your license plate will depend on the type and weight of your vehicle. Your vehicle must always have a current license plate and you must always have your vehicle's registration when you are driving. If you buy a vehicle from a dealer in Florida, the dealer must apply for a certificate of title, certificate of registration and license plate for you. If you buy a vehicle from an individual, you must obtain the title from the individual and apply for a certificate of title in your name. You may apply for certificate of title, certificate of registration and license plate at the same time. You cannot get a license plate until you have a title to prove that you own the vehicle. All first-time driver license applicants who hold an out-of-state license should register their vehicle in Florida before a Florida driver license is issued. 7.16. Renewal. Vehicle license plates and registrations must be renewed each year, on or before the birthday of the first owner listed on the registration form. Each time you renew, you must prove that you have the required insurance, unless on file and electronically updated. You may renew by mail or through the internet at www.grenew.com. Registrations expire at midnight on the birthday of the first owner listed on the registration form, except for mobile homes, renew yearly by December 31st. Truck tractors and semi-trailers, renew yearly by December 31st. Vehicles owned by companies and corporations, and some commercial vehicles, renew yearly by June 30th. For more information or assistance on motor vehicle title and registration, contact your county tax collector's office.